From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Voters in New York's 43rd State Senate District could see a rematch next year between the incumbent Republican Daphne Jordan and Democrat Aaron Glad from Brunswick. Jordan won the seat last year by 6 percentage points in the traditionally GOP district. Glad said on October 4th, when asked about running again, and I quote, "People are calling me and I'm listening, but no decision has been made," end quote. The 2018 race was closer than expected, with Republicans forced to spend more money than usual to hold on to the seat. This time around, the Democrats will likely have more money to throw at the race in 2020, but it is not clear if the Senate Republicans will be able to match them. Campaign spending notwithstanding, any Democratic candidate will have an uphill battle in the district where Donald J. Trump was very popular in 2016. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Diane Baldwin is reporting for the Columbia paper. A COPEC resident at a recent public meeting expressed concern that she had not received any code red calls of late. Columbia County's Code Red Emergency Notification System, a free service to relay emergency and weather alerts to residents, was rolled out in 2013. County 911 Director Rob Lopez said this week that the Code Red system is definitely operational and was recently used to alert Ghent and Chatham residents about a water main break and boil water order early in September. But Lopez said for the system to work properly, people should make sure their contact information, such as a landline or cell phone number and email address, if preferred, is updated. Lopez said residents receive emergency and general notifications and now have the option to receive severe weather warnings about tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, and flash floods. Columbia County residents can register for Code Red alerts by going to ColumbiaCounty911.com and completing the Community Notification Enrollment Form, or by calling Columbia County 911 at 518-828-1263 or Columbia County Emergency Management at 518-828-1212 for assistance. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan outlined his proposed $342.28 million 2020 county budget October 3rd. Under the proposal, the size of the county government would grow. Spending is projected to increase by 3.9%, but the amount to be raised by property taxes will decrease by 0.25%. Ryan outlined his, and I quote, "a big five," end quote, initiatives for the year: a Green New Deal for the county, tackling the opioid epidemic, growing and diversifying the county's economy, ensuring justice for all county residents, and creating a more responsive and responsible government. The plan calls for the creation of 27 new positions, including 7 new positions in the County Public Defender's Office and 2 new sheriff deputies, converting the part-time positions of Youth Bureau Director and Human Rights Commissioner to full-time, as well as the addition of a Chief Diversity Officer to help recruit candidates for employment with the county. The 2020 budget would also establish a Department of Economic Development. Ryan will use roughly $9 million from the county's $34.5 million fund balance and an anticipated increase in the county's sales tax revenue of about 5%. The legislature will vote on the final 2020 budget on December 4th. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. A new Siena College Research Institute poll found that New Yorkers think the county's political climate is more divided than ever. 65% of respondents believe their fellow Americans are more partisan than ever, while 26% think the divide between liberals and conservatives has stayed the same. Siena College Research Institute Director Don Levy said approximately 1 in 4 state residents defined themselves as centrist on social, economic, health care, and environmental issues. Among those surveyed, 60% believe that Donald Trump has contributed to, and I quote, "unhealthy levels of political partisanship," end quote. New Yorkers, regardless of party affiliation, believe that social media, as well as cable and internet news, also produce negative levels of political partisanship. The poll was conducted between September 3rd and 24th, and you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.